Welcome to your daily devotional for October the 16th. Will we recognize our loved ones in heaven? 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23 reads, "I shall go to him." The short answer is yes. Bear in mind that this is assuming that our loved ones are in heaven. One gets to heaven by believing upon the work and person of Jesus Christ. We trust that God knows those who are his. Some people may come to Jesus Christ the moment they hear and understand the gospel. Others may accept him as God and Savior on the sickbed. Here are the scriptures to support our assertion. 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23 reads, in full, "But now he is dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." David fully expected to see his baby in heaven and expected to recognize him when he got there. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11, "And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." We will enjoy fellowship with Old Testament saints and will recognize them even though we never met them before. Matthew chapter 17 verses 3 and 4, "And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. And then Peter answered and said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.'" The disciples recognize these Old Testament saints in their glorified state at the transfiguration. Luke chapter 16, verses 22 through 24. "So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And then he cried and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.'" In this case, there was a recognition of Abraham and each other by all parties, including the rich man who was in torment. John chapter 20, verses 16 and 19 and 20. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say teacher. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. The risen Jesus was recognized by those who knew him before his death and resurrection. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18. "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." The Thessalonians were concerned about missing out on heaven and thereby being permanently separated from their loved ones. Paul writes this to allay their fears and comfort them with hope. If there was no recognition in heaven, his statement, nor any of the preceding statements, would not make any sense. So we conclude that we will indeed recognize our loved ones in heaven.